Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey, this is Jason Law, best-selling author, inspirational speaker, and the creator of Unique, How You Can Treat People the Way They Want to Be Treated. In the Unique Life podcast, we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. Just in case you haven't heard of the unique personalities, you can tune in the previous episodes of the Unique Life, specifically in the first 5 episodes, to know about the 4 types of people. But if you haven't, it's okay. Aside from the 4 types of people, we will learn so many things from our guest today. In this episode, I want to touch on a concept I learned from our guest, who not only practices real talk, but practices real walk. This concept came from Jericho Arceo, a young YouTube vlogger with over 600,000 subscribers, known for his solid real talk on real issues. Jericho is a high influential rooster, one of the 4 personality types, known for being a great people person and just uses words to influence. The most amazing influential roosters I know follow through with their words and walk the talk. Let's get to know more about Jericho and unbox real walk. Jake, dun sa mga hindi nakakakilala sa'yo here, no? I know maraming mga nakakilala sa'yo, pero dun sa mga medyo mas Gen X and mas older generation, sila. Can you share more about yourself?
Oh po, yes po. Actually, nakaka-flatter po talaga, no? Na hindi ko po alam yun, Sir Jason, no? Na yun nga po pala yung impact nun. But nakakabigla po kasi if I am not mistaken, po 2019, sumabog din po yung channel nyo, di ba, kuya? As in solid. It was really crazy na your content was like, minsan may sinut ka, minsan like a snippets of your talk, and a lot of people were really impacted. Kaya yun nga po eh, parang yun po yung power ng social media ngayon. You don't know how it can reach other people, no? As compared to the traditional setting of yung physical, di ba po? Which is very powerful in itself. But imagine through social media, parang naka-mic, naka-megaphone ka and all these people hear what you have to say. I guess ganun din po. Ako po si Jericho Arceo, 18 years old. Ha? Ano po, 24 years old, Bali, 4th year ko na po ito talaga, no, sa social media. And I really started po, it was a trip lang po, taga Angeles City, Pampanga po ako, City of Angels. And I started with my culture po, and it was not intentional eh. It was actually, if I may call it, accidental or coincidental na parang sabi lang na nanay ko, oh, gawin mo tong vlog na to about Kapampangan. Kasi nga po, ano po ako eh, dugong Kapampangan talaga. So, okay, sabi ko, mapagtripan ko na lang to. And hindi man nga po sa akin yung article eh. Parang I borrowed it from a Kapampangan scholar here. And yun po, overnight, nag-viral po yun for the first time eh. Parang, wow, grabe. And my choice of content, hindi ko po first choice ang Kapampangan kasi sa amin lang yun eh. Kami lang nakakaintindi. Why would the non-Kapampangan, you know, unless natitira siya sa Angeles, sa trabaho. Pero ako dapat, mindset ko ah, that mindset ko po, ah, that Tagalog or English or Taglish so that it could reach more. Pero yun nga po, God works in mysterious ways. Doon pa lang parang, ha? Ito pa? Eh, previously po, nagtatry na ako nun, Kuya Jason. Hindi po pumuputok eh. Nag-gets ko yun, yung tatlo lang nanonood, nanay mo pa, galit pa na. After mo dyan, magligpit ka. So that was really for me, ano po eh, parang, I guess.
His slow beginnings didn't hinder him from continuing on. He didn't easily switch lanes, but instead, he transformed with the times and adapted real quick.
Tama yun, ganun katagal umabot, mga 200 to 300 followers ka for ilang years yan?
Opo, eh, nag-start kasi ako, if I'm not mistaken, December 2016 po. And then, sorry po, 2015, di po ako gumagawang YouTube. Nagpo-post lang ako sa Facebook account ko ng mga skits, pero pampasira lang po ng araw ng mga tao. Parang I was not really, siguro, low-key, I wanted to become famous na, di ko alam trabaho ko, so kung naging famous ako dito, madiscover ako, blah, blah, but it did not push through.
Mm.
Tapos, December 2016 po, meron akong college friend. Sabi niya, bro, ba't di ka mag-YouTube ganyan? So, I did it out of parang peer pressure. Oh, sige na. Pero I was not really looking forward to it po kasi parang the chances are, hindi naman ako magaling ganyan. So, naging ano po yun eh. Naalala ko po from 2016 to for a year siguro or months, it was like, hindi man po 300 eh. Like, 100. Tapos ang tagal, plato doon, as in, until, yun nga po, yung kapampahan content, nag-skyrocket po siya ng 800, 900, tapos, ayun po, people were just subscribing. Kasi pag may isang viral, di ba po, it really attracts people.
Hmm.
But to maintain it is a much greater challenge eh. Doon po ako medyo na, buti naman, kargado po ako noon, marami akong baon, but I discovered that to maintain that virality, it's a responsibility na you really have to do your research, blah, blah, blah. So, for the first year po, 2017, siguro, max ko na po nun is 5K subscribers up until December. Nagtuturo na po ako nun. Tapos, the next year, tuloy-tuloy lang po ako, nagtagalog na ako. And then, anything under the sun, actually, like, eh dahil nga po, graduate akong Lasal, yung mga kaklase ko, konyo. Eh ako po, kanto ko eh. So, I made a video about how we speak. And yun din po, naging siyang vessel. Tuloy-tuloy na po nun. Parang nagpupunta na siya sa YouTube.
So what is Real Walk to Jericho? Here's how he explained it to me.
Ayan, sabi ni Wendy, grabe yung wisdom sa rap. Real talk kung walang real talk, walkway.
Yup, aanhin yung real talk kung walang real walk. Natatandaan ko po yun eh. Parang actually po, lahat ng bars ko, it's, those are like lessons from the people that surrounded me during my process of mental health, especially my parents and some friends who really brought me closer to God. Yun nga po eh, parang, okay, sige, gagawin mo ng content yung real talk. But that's, real talk is easy, especially if you see things completely eh. But the bigger challenge there is, ginagawa mo ba? Do people see it in your life? Kasi mabilisan ko ya Jason, no? Nakita ko din, people actually want to be influencers. At yung notion nila ng pagiging influencer is pagiging sikat. Naku po, ang daming sikat, ang daming mayayaman, walang motivation sa buhay. Kasi hindi yun yung point ng buhay. At kung gusto mo maging influencer, dapat kahit walang camera, ginagawa mo yan. Kung nagta-transform ka pag may camera, hindi influencer yun. You're like pursuing fame. And you want to build your own empire. I'm not saying that's bad, but I'm saying it's also not good. Basically, if you really want to be an influencer, that po, makita sa buhay natin. Real walk. Talagang yun yung real talk is your real walk. Eh. You know what I'm saying? And pag sinabi mo, may bigat kasi ginagawa mo eh. Ginagawa mo siya. You know the mini layers with one talk. Alam mo eh. Kasi dinaanan mo eh. Share ko lang po.
An influential rooster values the opinion of others, part of their strength and weakness. Will my followers pay attention? Jericho is able to push past this mindset by focusing on what matters more.
Opo, that's, I think everyone who takes this path would be susceptible. Talagang maano ka po eh, masasurround ka dun. And that's what makes us human eh. Pero parang okay po yung pursue your passion eh. Pero yung parang thriving force ko nun was really, passion is great.
Yeah.
But without purpose, it's just, it would, may hangganan. Kasi mm-hmm. yung purpose mo, it's what really keeps you going regardless of no followers, followers. Yun po. So, dun sa journey ko po, it was really parang, ano ba yung mission? Kasi kung viral lang, malalaos ka din eh. Papalitan ka lang eh. But the purpose, that's what is, lack of a better term, that's what is eternal or that's legacy eh. To impact even one person, as cliche as it sounds, iba po yung dala nun eh.
Mm.
Kasi doon sana pa, galing ito. So, kakalimutan
ka.
Understanding and giving value to purpose is the essence of real walk or real action. Without the heart and sincerity at its core, words would mean nothing and action would be harder to pull off consistently.
Ano yung naging parang pinaka-purpose mo nun for you, yung nag-start ka?
Before po pumutok yung Kapampangan video, nandun na po ako sa existential na bata. Dahil nga po bata ako nun. Before, I was really pursuing my passion, per se. And my passion back then was basketball. Eh, yun nga po, realistically speaking, I was too late. Kasi 19 na po ako nun, eh, di pa ako ganun kagaling compared to the pros na talagang, alam mo po yun, talagang malalakas sila eh. And my height, 5'11", tas 3'4", laro.
5'11 ka dyan? Ano ka ba? 6'4 ka ba? 6'5?
Hindi po, 6 flat lang po ako, pag di po yat. 6 flat lang po ako. So, you know, realistically speaking, it was really not for me. And nung napilay po ako, that really made me question everything. And then nung 2017 po, yun, kagraduate ko, nagturo po ako. I was parang sabi ko sa Diyos, Lord, kung saan niyo ako dadalhin. Kasi kung preference lang po, lahat nasubukan ko na eh, all cards in. Lord, hindi ko alam, honestly. Parang nandun din po ako sa dilemma na I don't know what I will pursue kasi I really don't know. Just give me purpose. And dun po, yung timing was really crazy kasi dun po, yun nga po eh. Unexpected din yung vlog na, ha? Ito pa? Ang nagtatry na akong sobrang hardworking ko na dati. Hindi pumuputok. Ito parang pinagtripan ko lang sumabog. And that made me, ang purpose ko is to, is as cliche as it sounds po, is to really know God. Na Lord, I want to get to know more about this. Kasi for the first time in my life, naging totoo po yung kinalakihan ko lang na faith eh. Totoo pala. Until yun po yung naging driving force ko, pero ang passion ko nun was really a lot. May culture, may mental health, may comedy. So, I have many passions po, but the purpose should be greater. You know, what's your purpose? Kasi if passion per se, it won't sustain eh.
Hmm.
Pero I agree po, passion is there, but purpose mo, you have to have that, you know what I'm saying?
Gusto mo rin ba mag-podcast?
How about makilala ka sa social media?
And at the same time, kumita ng pera.
Actually, kaya mo lahat yan. Listen to our podcast, Under the Influence, to learn how to start.
As content creators ourselves, we have some knowledge you may want to know.
We will also talk about how to utilize, optimize, and monetize your social media presence.
Hi babe, I'm Jay Miranda, your TikTok virtual boyfriend.
I am Addy Cots, your TikTok konyo turned mafia turned jowa guy.
And I'm Christopher Starr, an entrepreneur and startup mentor. And please listen to Under the Influence right after this podcast.
Many people don't know that Jericho is in fact a teacher by profession too. His teaching style may seem unconventional and very straightforward, but this is also the same reason why his content is effective. It goes straight to the point and Jericho shows by example the things he shares on his channel. And the guy is so funny.
Hindi rin halata na naging teacher ka.
Yun rin po, no? Kala, teacher ka? Hindi, I can teach you how to doggy, you know what I'm saying? Sorry po. Anyway, isa itong pinagdadaanan ng kabataan, no? But I've struggled with it as well, Kuya Jason, nung nag-breakthrough noong 2018. It was really, I knew it was God, for sure. Pero yung territory that comes with it was really new to me. There's this saying, a new level, new devils.
Hmm.
Yung, ganito pala yung pressure na kapag content creator. Kasi, ano po, hindi ko naman talaga piniling maging content creator. It's a loose concept na God, wherever you take me, I'm there. Kasi I've tried being intentional, pero sarili kong desisyon eh. So he took me there and I was really overwhelmed po, no, with the people. Siguro po, no, 6 months into it, nung talagang sumabog po, talagang kargado ako ng content. Di po ako maubusan. And I thank God for that. Dinownload lang po eh. Parang una, may social issue, socio-cultural issue. Parang mag-ano lang ako. Ito yung say ko dyan. And then I would connect it to biblical concepts, no? And even if you don't agree with God, by definition, this is still the best you can have as a criteria to make sense of what is happening. So, ganun po. Until yun nga po, yung hindi ko naman po sinasabing James Reid level na. Kamukha ko lang siya, pero hindi ko siya ka... yung recognition po, hindi ako parang na-overwhelm po ako na dati kahit anong post ko, okay lang eh. Ngayon, magkamali ka lang, oh, canceled ka, oh, politicized namin, so DDS ka, dalawang ka. Pambira, ganun lang ba kasimple yung buhay? May sinabi ka lang. But I agree, I have to be careful with what I say. Kailangan may accountability. But also that new environment na siya. May bigat na na, uy, ingat na ako. Marami po factors eh. Naging people pleasing na dapat every post ko ganito. Until I lost that creative juice na naglalaro ako na, alam niyo po, yung naka-groove ko eh. Ramdam niyo po yun, di ba? Pag, oh, kargado ako eh. Nawala po yun for, I really struggled with it. Ayun po. That's why I'm very passionate sa pagiging vocal about this. It's because I experienced it myself. Pero I think, the bigger picture po, God allowed it so that I could know Him more. So para po magdepende ako sa Kanya eh. Doon ko rin na-realize na, grabe Lord, ikaw lang kailangan ko. Parang, as cliche as it sounds po, I think God allowed that for me na di rin po yumabang. Pero ang bigat po eh. Tindi. Yun po. Kaya I'm very vocal po. Kasi yun po yung pinagdaanan ko. It's more of anxiety, worrying, people please.
Jericho goes through the journey and allows life to take him to where he is destined to be, trying not to be crippled by his own expectations and that of others. Dick, yung sinabi mo sa vlogging, no, yung purpose ang sinundan mo, ikaw ba nakita mo ba yung sarili mo na you will be doing that?
Not at all, kuya. Not at all. Actually, tinawanan ko pa eh. I scoffed at it when, uy, ba't di ka maging YouTuber? YouTuber pa rin, wala pa po. Hindi pa vlog eh. Di ka maging YouTuber? Kagawin ko dyan. And, tignan niyo, yun po. Doon ako napunta eh. But, yun nga po eh. The wisdom here is, again, the purpose eh. Kasi you can come across many people speaking things na, di, gawin mo to, no? But, you know why the Bible is so, kahit di ka na niniwala, by definition, is the most objective that it could possibly be. Sabi po sa Matthew 6 at the end, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you. So, yung priority mo, pagiging tao, no? Ang dami nating kailangan eh. Yung kay Maslow, yung hierarchy of needs, syempre kailangan mo ng basic needs, tapos umaangat na yan. Nagiging ka ng, oh, ano na yung purpose ko? But Jesus says in Matthew 6, unahin mo ko. Kasi akong bahala dyan eh. So that means, that scratches off what you want. And that introduces, you know, this is what I want for you, says Jesus, and it's much better than what you planned for yourself. It's not actually KJ and Diyos eh. The great wisdom there is, He knows what is for you. That is why, if I may rephrase it, kuya, if you chase God, your purpose will chase you. Plakado po yun. And in my generation, the greatest problem the youth has, ang meron ng kabataan ngayon, is meaninglessness. Yes, we have a lot of problems, no? Pero the greatest question is, syempre, pornography. Pangalawa is meaning. Anong meaning ko? Kasi after kong magwalwal, after ko sumabay sa uso, and it does not satisfy, dyan na ako sa dulo, anong purpose ko? Ba't ako andito? And that is what God gives to us eh. Kaya nga, as cliche as it sounds, but by definition, it is so true and it is so objective. You seek God. Lahat ng kailangan mo siyang bahala. And it is a process. And that really, yun po yung tinuro ng Diyos sa akin, kaya huminto akong 2 years eh. Kumbaga parang lumpo po akong gumagawa ng content. Because God is teaching me, kuya, to trust Him. Yeah. And di ba natanong mo, kuya, anong nag-heal sa akin? I still believe in disorders. I do believe that kasi kurso ko yun eh. I know my literature. Pero for me, my 2 years po na battle ko sa anxiety, simple lang po, yet sobrang 2 years niyang tinuro sa akin, magtitiwala ba ako sa kanya? You know, I saw this preaching lang po sa IG, and it really shook me to the core. Sabi niya, ano yung mga anxieties mo sa buhay? Ako naman po, ang dami. I was living in fear. Talagang constant worry. What if yung mga areas mo sa buhay na anxious ka ay yung mga areas sa buhay mo na hindi mo pinagkakatiwalaan yung Diyos? Nabasag po ako doon. Kasi sabi niya, kung nagtitiwala ka sa Diyos, ba't? Kung nag-worry ka, you're telling God, hindi ka bahala sa akin. So I have to put it in my hands. Oo eh, normal yung nagtatrabaho ka. Pero iba yung nagtatrabaho ka na hindi ka nagtitiwala sa Diyos. Eh. May sinabi rin yung friend ko po. Sinabi ko rin po ito sa rap. Iba yung naniniwala sa Diyos dun sa nagtitiwala. Kasi we all believe in a higher being. Like, let's say, therapeutic moralistic deism yun eh. And lahat, kahit di ka believer kay Christ, baka may higher being, universe, Diyos. Pero iba yung nagtitiwala sa Diyos eh. That's the essence of Matthew 6. Seek first the kingdom of God. Do you really believe God? Then trust Him. And it's such a quick word, but it carries such heaviness na talagang every area ba ng buhay mo, karir mo, can you be loose na you surrender all your preferences and trust God where He leads you? Kaya mo ba yun? And yun po yung tinuturo sa akin ng Diyos. Anak, kala ko bang nagtitiwala ka? Ba't hindi mo maano? And the more that I resist God, the more the anxiety paralyzes me. Kasi I'm still doing it my way. And take note, I believe in God. But it doesn't necessarily mean nagtitiwala ka. You can believe God, but you can play God as well. That is what healed me when I let go of control, Kuya Jason. And it took me 2 years. Kasi I thought I was in the illusion na I'm in control of my channel. I'm in control of my content. Yumabang po ako eh. Kala ko, hindi, ako to eh. Kaya nag-viral ako. And God broke me. You know what I'm saying? I knew it was God. He allowed me to go through that. And I do not romanticize anxiety. Kasi iba-iba po tayong pinagdadaanan. Pero ang nag-heal po sa akin, and still, I'm still in the process, is, do I trust God? Mm. And it's a scary concept kasi you let go of what you know, you unlearn some things, and you trust God. Lord, bahala ka na. Kung oras ko na, pero ikaw bahala sa akin. And that's what healed me, kuya. Talagang may peace eh. Ay, ito pala. And that's when the provision comes. Sa awa ng Diyos, may mga talk pa ako. May source of income. So yun po eh, Matthew 6:33. This is the secret. And if people don't agree with it, it's fine. You're gonna come to the point of your life na siya ang sagot. Unahin mo siya and watch it rain, baby. You know what I'm saying? And not rain na parang magyayabang ka. Hindi ka masisilaw sa blessing eh. Kasi alam mo, sino nagbigay? Pinadaan ka niya sa akin eh. Para basagin yung self-dependence mo. And in this generation, and I have nothing against self-help and self-love. Pero minsan, it's a thin line na self-dependence na siya. Kaya ko pa eh. Ba't ako magtitiwala sa Diyos? Hindi naman po tapping sang Diyos. Akong bahala, tas bigyan mo ng Christian values. Di po ganun ng Diyos. What God wants, you know, how do we please God? It's not doing things for Him. It's trusting Him. It's to really let go of what you know. And that's painful for some of us kasi kasama yung pride dun eh. And sa culture na ito, mas ginoglorify yung dapat ako masunod. Kaya mo pa yan eh. Keep working hard. I have nothing against hard work. But in this case, trusting God doesn't mean working hard. Working hard comes after you trust Him. And you're working now with an assurance na, Lord, kau bahala sa akin eh. Sisipagan ko na kasi binigay mo eh. Hindi ko deserve eh. Doon papasok yung work hard mo. You will outwork everyone. As compared to wala kang tiwala sa Diyos, nagsisipag ka na, nagtotoil ka na, wala ka pang assurance na puputok ka. Wala kang assurance na okay yung future mo. Anxiety ka na, physically tormented ka na, mentally pa, praning ka. Kasi di tayo nagtitiwala sa Diyos eh. Nagtitiwala tayo sa sarili po nating lakas. And for 2 years, that's what God taught me, kuya. And it's so painful, but it is so beautiful na Lord, pabalik din pala ako sa'yo. And now I understand, it's not just a mere motivational na trust God. It's much deeper. I saw the hidden layers na sinabi mo sa Matthew 6 na sobrang bigat na, okay, kailangan palang dumaan ng apoy.
Hi there! I'm Coach Laika Maravilla. Whether you're looking for a new opportunity, a new position, or a promotion, I'm here to help you land your dream job. Let me walk you through what you need to do before, during, and after your next job interview in the Get Hired podcast. Listen, learn, and get hired now.
Influential roosters can be loose with words and can sometimes be considered tactless, but Jericho has a way with working with his words. Here's how he makes real talk impactful yet respectful.
Ikaw, Jick, what I admire about you, no, yung sinasabi ko kaninang nagsispeak ka, sinasaksak mo na yung mga tao. Yung iba kasi pa nagsalita talagang, uy, offensive, di ba? Pero ikaw pa nagsalita ka, uy, offensive, pero natatawa ka, I want more. Ikaw, ano yung ano mo parang naging mentality mo when you speak? You're not afraid to talk about the difficult things that we don't normally talk about. And pakishare na rin yung term na ginagamit ngayon natin ng mga kabataan, no? Yung woke, ayan, para sa mga woke dito, right. No? Yan yung woke movement. Can you talk about that?
Grabe po, kinikilig ako, pero alam nyo po, na-realize ko din na si Lord lang yun, even my pedagogy, even my styles. I was not even aware, Kuya Jason, na ganun pala yung impact. Hindi ko alam, kasi what he downloaded in me, I just said it. Share ko lang, Kuya, no? Sorry to be preachy.
Yeah.
I have to say, go ahead. I experienced God, man. And sabi na, di ba, I'm not enough unless you come. Yung sa elevation, I'm not enough. I now realize na even in the details of my life, it was God. You know, it's like, you know, 60% God, 40% Jick. It's really Him. And I think I was able to do that kasi I received it as well. Ito yung napaka-balance sa pagmamahal ng Diyos na na-extremes ng mundo. Love and truth. For us people, when we are offended, when we want to say something, hard truth siya. But without love, condemning na siya. Sasabihin mo, hindi, real talk lang, pare. Totoo? Tapos kinokondem mo? Hindi, sabay eh. You have to say the truth without compromise. Of course, basic yun. But with love. Kasi the greatest challenge here is love. Paano ako minahal ng magulang ko? Paano nila ako tinuwid nung sobrang tigas ng ulo ko? Masakit siya, pero alam mo, mahal ka nila eh. Masasaktan ka, kailangan, alam mo yun, kasi nasa mali ka eh. Pero at the end, madidiscern mo naman kasi mahal nila ako eh. Ngayon, kung matigas kukote mo, ang Diyos ang bahala sa'yo. Di ba? Pero again, when you love someone, may timing yung truth. Di ba po? Hindi mo yung parang, hindi, love kita kaya in-offend kita. Mali din yun. Hindi ka lang marunong magmahal. Ginagawa mo lang equation. It's the beautiful balance of Christ. That is why when we encounter Christ, how He loves us, ito na lang po, di ba? Paglalapit tayo sa Diyos, all the more we see how dirty we are. Truth yun. Yet what does He replace? Fear? Ah, madumi ka, kadiri ka. Tao lang yung ganun. Pero siya, habang lumalapit ka sa ilaw, nakikita mo yung mga flaws mo. But not condemn, He does not condemn. He convicts. Despite that, anak, mahal kita. And that's what changes a person eh. Kaya ganun yung atake ko po. Kasi ganun si Lord eh. Balance, love and truth. Minsan, puro truth ka and you think you're doing the world a favor, but you're just also offended na yung truth mo, minsan may halo ng anger. And you just, di pare, real talk lang, totoo, the greatest of this is love, sabi ni Paul. Hindi yung alam mo eh. Minsan, we glorify our intellectual capacity. But iba yung intellectual kasi kaya mong magmahal. Ngayon ko po nare-realize kasi I've been surrounded with educators all my life, so medyo yung hardwire ko, kailangan ako mag-acquire ng knowledge eh. Pero all the more, you get to know Christ, not by definition, but really Him. Kung paano kanya minahal, walang walk-walk doon, pare. Magigising ka sa katotohanan kasi mahal ka niya na sobrang... And that's why God will also teach you how to talk to people. Seasoned with salt, sabi nga sa Bible, di ba? Alam mo paano makitungo. Hindi yung nakakapaso, pero maiinitan sila. Kasi ganun po kinatagpo ni Lord eh. I grew up in a Christian family, but it was God who opened my heart. And not because of fear. Kasi pagmamahal niya. He was so patient na nung alam kong balot na balot ako sa pagmamahal, doon niya pinasok yung truth. And that did not offend me. That hurt me na, hey, ba't nagawa ko yun, Lord? Sorry. But that's what changes me.
Backed by facts, spoken with clarity, mixed with good intentions, these are the elements that make Jericho's video succeed.
Love and truth. Kaya balance po, dapat sabay. Kaya po pagdating sa videos, okay, facts. sasabihin nila, it levels to this eh. Sabi ni Janina, di ba? Okay, emotions, maingay yan. Pero facts are what keep people listening. That's true. And I would want to take it a step further. Now, love them. Kasi facts is okay eh. Doon papasok yung intellectual realm, marami kang alam. Pero iba yung world ng values. Hindi po pareho, di ba, kuya? Ito yung facts, ito yung values. O ngayon, magmahal ka. Kasi pwede kang matalino, pero sobrang yabang mo. And you could use that as a mask. Now, ang dami mong alam. O ngayon, mahalin mo yung tao. Pag nagmamahal ka ng tao, wala naman dapat, walang estado dyan ng intellectual capacity. And pag binabasa ko po yung Bible, doon ako nahahumble eh. Lord, yung mga ginamit mo, common folk, mga fishermen, how do you explain that? Even by definition, that's not logical. They changed the world. Not by being, again, I'm not antagonizing intellectual capacity. Pag nalinya po yan sa tamang puso, milya-milya ang mararating mo. But the issue here is the heart. It's not what you know eh.
Right.
Again, first, how, paano mo i-apply yung alam mo? Siyempre, integrity. How do you walk? Yung pangalawa, nagpapakumbaba dapat yung puso. Na you know, even your knowledge, biyaya lang ng Diyos yan. Di man deserve eh. Ang dami ko pong nakita, Kuya Jason, how God humbled me also. Kasi may face na parang yayabang ako sa alam ko. And I don't even know a lot. Eh, ganun na yung pride ko. Hindi, dami kong alam. Papakita sa akin ni Lord, intentionally, tignan mo yung mga resume niyan. Wala man sila, educational background, simple lang sila. Tignan mo yung narating nila kasi nagtiwala sila sa akin. And that breaks me. Wow, Lord. Tignan mo yung reach nila. All the more inaangat sila ni Lord, sila ayaw man nila. Kasi ganun ang Lord eh, paradox eh. Bitawan mo buhay mo, iangat ka ng Lord. Iangat ka niya, hindi ka niya iangat, you don't care. Kasi you have the greatest thing in your life. And yeah, doon ako na-humble po, Kuya.
Are you looking for a speaker? Well, look no further. For a fun-filled, engaging, relevant, informative, and meaningful session, you can email us at info@jasonlaw.com. We will send your company or organization a client engagement form so we would know more of your needs and customize a talk just for you. If you want to go deeper into the four personality types, join my unique workshop to know the strengths and weaknesses of people and to understand why they do what they do. Never look at yourself and others the same way again and be fluent in the language that people communicate in, the language of success. For aspiring speakers, join my No Dull Moments Speak and Sell Your Way to a six-digit income. This is also applicable to entrepreneurs, salespeople, career people. If you want to speak effectively, eloquently, and use the power of words to advance your career, advance your business, this workshop is for you. Organize your thoughts with clarity and deliver your speeches with impact so that you can produce a no dull moment experience every single time. Email us at info@jasonlaw.com. I hope to see you in one of your events or in one of my workshops very, very soon.
A crucial aspect of success is the community and the people you surround yourself with. All the more for influential roosters who deeply values influencing people in everything that they do.
Jake, ikaw ba, meron ka bang mga tao around you na you are accountable to? Yung mga kaklose mo na who can tell you what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear. Kasi parang yun yung narinig ko sa'yo kanina, no? Na we need people like that.
Yeah. Opo, opo. That's very crucial po yun, lalo na sa growth natin. It's really for me a journey po kasi first time ko rin maging intentional sa accountability. So now I realize na the greatest accountability I have is really my family and nagpapasalamat ako sa Diyos na what they were saying years before, it holds true right now eh. Kung kailan mo kakailanganin, pambira, di ba? Ay, tama pa na magulang ko ganyan. And ayan, nanonood din po yung accountability ko po. Kapampahan din sila. And they are pastors po sa Italy, si Pastor Edsa, si Pastor Ateni, and I'm very blessed po. Ano po sila ni kay Pastor Hiram?
Oh, wow.
Sa Church of Blessed. I'm really blessed by them. And marami po eh. Meron po dito, parang accountability ko. Ever since September, araw-araw na kami magkasama. And to be surrounded by people to not just correct you, but to love you. I have to be corrected. I have to be loved. I have to be comforted. I have to be, yun yan, kompleto po eh, di ba? It takes a village, sabi nga po nila, to raise a child or a leader. And I'm very privileged po and blessed to be surrounded by such people. And yun po eh, again, ang daling magpaka ano dito sa internet. But, you know, I'm really a mess at home. You know, people see me how I am at home. Di ba? Sabi nga ng nanay ko, Kuya Jason, anak, bago ka mag-preach, hugas ka ng pinggan. Doon ako, galing mo eh. Comfort zone mo yan eh. Oh, hugas ka ng pinggan. Sa papa ko pag mangiinis. Eh, magaspang kasi kami ni papa ko eh. Pareho kaming magaspang. Oh, sana makita ng mga audience mo yung cabinet mo, no? Ganda-ganda eh, linis-linis. Linis ako. Ma-open pa ako mga 5 seconds. Tapos, oh nga, no? And you know, sasabihin nila, bago mo baguhin mundo, start ka sa bahay, ligpit mo kama mo. Kung yun, hindi magawa, babaguhin mundo. And dun po, all those wisdoms from, I just thank God for them. They say what I need to hear, not just what I want, but what I need. And most of the time, the things that I need, 50% nakaka-inspire, 50% lulugar ka nila.
To all those who want to be content creators or vloggers, here's a question from one of our listeners that would give you insight on how a young person like Jericho, in his early 20s, could create such impactful work and good content through videos.
Si Leila, she is asking, and I think this would be very relevant, lalo na sa mga gustong maging influencers or, you know, vlogger, YouTuber. Kuya Jake, as a vlogger, how do you keep your confidence in what you are doing despite the fact that you sometimes receive, yata sometimes ngayon, no? The more followers kasi, alam mo yon, part yan talaga eh. Negative comments. Honestly, it's a challenge for me to get back on track when I receive the negative feedback and whatever I do. Just want to ask some advice.
Thank you for that question, ate. No? Yun nga po, I also struggled with people. Again, di mo man alam kung negative comment. Minsan, may mapupulot ka naman eh. Pero yun nga, pag-bash, you have to ignore it. But easier said than done. You know, lalo na tao ka, nagdaramdam ka, minsan may insecurities ka pa, no? I struggled with that, kuya, kasi yun nga, in the territory that we all play, itong social media, di ba? Currencies, likes, shares, views, and all. That's one thing na I really wrestled with God, my worth. Importante ba ako dahil sa ginagawa ko? Apart from a vlogger, what's my worth, di ba? So that's one thing that really God taught me. Pangalawa, syempre, yung identity at purpose mo, no? If you're doing this so that you would get the approval, sabi nga ni Lecrae, if you live for people's acceptance, you would die from the rejection. So one thing that is very important is you have to be secure in your identity and purpose. If not, then you are on rocky grounds, a rocky territory. Kasi nga, bebase mo yung sarili mo sa likes and comments, which is a very shallow source of identity. Pangalawa, ngayon, kung okay na yun, you have to be responsible as well. Be teachable at heart. Ngayon, kung may bash, mali mo sila, yun, ignore mo. Ngayon, pag may constructive naman, sabi nga nila, alisin mo yung tinik, kunin mo yung laman, parang pagkakain ka ng fish. Alisin mo yung tinik, kung merong hindi nakatulong, alisin mo. Yung laman, ah, ito yung may improve ko. Okay, diba? A humility along the way. And hindi rin po natin, and this is something na I'm still learning, hindi po talaga natin mapi-please ang mga tao kahit tama na yung sinasabi mo. Mayroon pa rin iba yung karakas ng utak eh. You know what I'm saying? Si Jesus nga perfect na eh. Hinate pa siya. O paano pa tayong nagkakamali? Paano pa tayong may mga saltik? We have to welcome that. Not in a way na, oh, infamous now. No, we have to welcome that. No, you cannot please everyone. But the thing is, your anchor should be, I'm doing this for God, you know? And minsan, pag mababa yung self-esteem natin, minsan mas importante yung tingin ng tao kaysa tingin sa inyo ng Diyos. And you have to come to that point and may His grace lead you there. Mas importante yung tingin sa inyo ng Lord. Because that's what all that matters. Kung mas matimbang pa rin yung sa tao, there's something wrong. we should get our hearts fixed. Kasama po ako dito. Sinasabi ko to kasi yun yung renewal sa ni Lord. Anak, it's importante yung tingin ng tao sa'yo. Hindi ka naman nila kilala eh. Ako kilalang kilala kita. Alam ko yung baho mo. On the mountain, in the valley, naliligpit ng kama. Kilala kita eh. Hindi importante sinasabi ko. And that's, I really struggled with that kasi nga, syempre, mas tangible yung comments. Sana mapunta tayo sa point na, what does God think of me? And when we come to that, sabi nga ni Paul, I please God, not men. It cannot be both. So, when you are in that content creation arena, may that be your identity, your driving force. I'm doing this for God. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't like it, sorry, subscribe ka na. Yung gana. You know, pag na-offend ka, subscribe ka. But you're on a mission, you know? This is not something na para sumikat ka. You have to understand our calling, our purpose. Assignment yan. Okay ka na. That maintindihan mo. God loves me. Tapos na yung approval ko. I'm doing this kasi trabaho ko sa taas, pinapagawa niya sa akin ito. I have to do my best. You don't need people's approval. Approved ka na eh. You should come from that place.
Yeah. Wrapping up our conversation, here's what Jericho wants to leave you guys with.
Jake, any last words for our listeners bago tayo magpaalam?
Oh man, last word. Ayun po, sana may napulot po kayo, no? And I'm sure kay Kuya Jason. Kuya Jason, it's an honor you. Thank you for having me, Kuya. A man full of wisdom, spiritual and practical, di ba? Sangka pa, idol, tas pogi pa. Sana all. Kuya, thank you. God bless you. I think, what would I have to say? It's just put God first, man. Wala kang katakas dun eh. Nandun na lahat ng package, you know what I'm saying? God will teach you wisdom in the spiritual and in the practical. Kaya nga, yung purest form na, put God first.
You see, practicing what we preach seems easier said than done. At its core, the only people who can ever really walk the talk are those that have solid principles, a focused purpose, and a good heart. We will not waver or will not be knocked down by challenges if our values and beliefs are intact. No opinion of others could end our journey if we serve a bigger purpose beyond fame and money. This is what real walk is. Seeing Jericho's journey and seeing how sure he is in many of his beliefs and his conviction in the work he does got him to where he is today. Again, this is Jason Law signing off. You are listening to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. Follow me on Spotify here to help the algorithm, and also follow me on my social media handles. That's JaySonLo, Jason Law on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. If you love the content here that you are listening to, I'm definitely sure you will love the other content that we put out on our social media handles. I'm saying our because this is done by a team. And I love to see you guys again next week. See you here, and God bless you. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's JaySonLo. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.